I'll tell you a jest which you'll hardly believe. No matter for that you shall hear it right or wrong. A hungry appetite may perhaps grieve to hear such a banquet set forth in a song. He rather would have it than hereunto he'll say, but I cannot promise him such a fair sight. All that I can do is with words to display what we had to supper on Saturday night. In premise for fancies to boil and to roast, a large dish of endymions good for one's drink, Sir Pelican chickens as hot as a toast, and six birds of paradise, brave meat, I think. A couple of phoenix, a cock, and a hen that late from Arabia had tamed their flight. I think such a banquet was never made for men as we had to supper on Saturday night. Two pair of elephants, potatoes boiled, a green dragon, spitchcock, an excellent dish. One mess by the cook was like to be spoiled, and yet by good hap 'twas to everyone's wish. It was a rhinoceros boiled inelegant, to all who did taste if gave great delight. Judge whether we have not occasion to vaunt of this, our rare supper on Saturday night. A calf's head was roast with a pudding in the belly, of which all the women did heartily feed. A dish of Irish hartshorns boiled to a jelly, which most men esteemed as a good dish indeed. I had almost forgotten to name a sow-stall brought up to the master of the feast at his right. He loved it, he said, above all other fowl, and this was our supper on Saturday night. The next in due course was four golden horseshoes, exactly dissolved through a woodcock's bill. Six chameleons in green sauce mates commonly choose this dish every day, if they may have their will. The chine of a lion, the haunch of a bear, well larded with brimstone and quicksilver bright. Judge, gentlemen, was not this excellent cheer that we had to supper on Saturday night? A whole horse soused after the Russian manner, 12 pigs of a strange Cappadocian bitch, 6 dozen of estridges roast, which a tanner did send out of Asia by an old witch. A let of an eagle carbon a doad in the snow, the pluck of a grampois stewed till it was white, and thus in particular I let you know what we had to supper on Saturday night. Then came in an ell of a jackanape's tail, served in upon sippets as dainty as may be. Oh, that is a dainty which rather than fail might well serve to feast an utopian lady. 12 maids were stewed in the shell of a shrimp, and 'cause it was meat that was held very light, they had for their sauce a salt pickled pimp, and this was our supper on Saturday night. Two bear souse pig fashion sent whole to the board, and 4 black swans served by 2 in a dish, with a lobster fried in steaks, take my word, I know not well whether it was flesh or fish. 2 cockatrices and 3 baboons boiled, 2 dry salamanders a very strange sight, a joel of a whale soundly buttered and oiled, and this was our supper on Saturday night. A good dish of noble mints, I know not what, in Barbary vinegar boiled very soft. I mused how my hostess became so huge fat. I find 'tis with eating these modicums off. A gross of canary birds roasted alive, that out of the dishes for sport took their flight, and everyone present to catch them did strive. This was our rare supper on Saturday night. A shoal of red herrings with bells about their necks, which made such rare sport that I never saw such. They leaped and danced with other fine tricks. A man may admire how they could do so much. Two porpoises parboiled in maydew and roses, that unto the smell yielded so much delight. Some fearing to lose them laid hold on their noses. All this was at supper on Saturday night. 3 dozen of Welsh ambassadors baked, which made such a noise it was heard through the town. Some hearing the echo their foreheads so ached, that many a smile was overcome with a frown. A dish of bonitos or fish that can fly, that out of the Indies came hither by flight, to close by our stomachs a gridiron pie we had to our supper on Saturday night. But what cometh after must not be forgotten, the fruit and the cheese as they follow by course, a West Indian cheese, not a bit of it rotten, that's made of no worse than the milk of a horse. A dish of pineapples, 2 bushels at least, 100 of cocker nuts for our delight. The world may admire at this wonderful feast, which we had at supper on Saturday night. 6 pumpions coddled with exquisite art, to pleasure the palate of everyone there. Then we at the last had a great cabbage tart. Thus have I exactly described our cheer. What all this amounted to I cannot tell. It cost me just nothing, no faith, not a mite. The master of the feast, whom I know very well, did pay for this supper on Saturday night. We rose from our mirth with the 12 o'clock chimes, went everyone home as his way did direct, and I for my part on the morning betimes had a breakfast prepared which I did not expect. My wife, because she was not bidden to supper, it seems by the story she bare me a spite. The breakfast she gave me to you, I will utter it past our supper on Saturday night. First had I a dish of maundering broth, so scalding hot that I could not abide it, but I, like a patient man, though I was loath, must swallow all down, 'cause my wife did provide it. A many small reasons she put in the same, her nose yielded pepper that keenly did bite. Thought I, here's a breakfast, I thank my good dame, that passes our supper on Saturday night. A great carp pie and a dish of said pouts, with crocodile vinegar sauce very tart. Quoth she, thou last night wast among thy sound troits, now fall to thy breakfast and comfort thy heart. Then had I a cup full of stout wormwood beer, it seems that in physic she has good insight. This shewed me the difference twixt the homely cheer and our dainty supper on Saturday night. Then had I a cup full of stout wormwood beer, it seems that in physique she has good insight. This showed me the difference twixt the homely cheer and our dainty supper on Saturday night. On this sorry fare all that day I did feed, and on Monday morning, on purpose to win her, I went and got money to furnish her need. And now you shall hear what I had to my dinner. A pie made of conies with ducks and pig's eyes, with a deal of sweet honey my taste to delight, with sweet lamb and chicken my mind to suffice, these passed my supper on a Saturday night. Another pie made with a many sheep's eyes, with sweet sugar candy that pleased my palate, these several banquets my muse did advise, and with her assistance I made this mad ballet. There's no man that's wise will my pains reprehend, for most married men will confess I say right. Yet on no occasion this ditty was penned, but to shew our rare supper on Saturday night. Another pie made with many sheep's eyes, with sweet sugar candy that pleased my palate, these several banquets my muse did advise, and with her assistance I made this mad ballet. Another pie made with a many sheep's eyes, with sweet sugar candy that pleased my palate, these several banquets my muse did advise, and with her assistance I made this mad ballet. There's no man that's wise will my pains reprehend, for most married men will confess I say right. Yet on no occasion this ditty was penned, but to shew our rare supper on Saturday night.